Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Women Leading the Way Radio Show, where each time you'll hear from successful women CEOs, executives, and professionals, where we'll discover how they do what they do to be successful in business. We'll be interviewing women who have overcome big challenges, women who have incredible stories of lessons learned in dealing with adversity. We'll even interview women who have started and grown successful organizations and women who are C-level executives with unique talents and positions. Our goal is to bring successful businesswomen together to share how they're leading the way in business today. Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to Women Lead Radio, brought to you by Connected Women of Influence. I'm Michelle Berquist, your dedicated host today of Women Lead Radio, and with me, our leading lady today is taking on a different front, but I am delighted to have Cindy Darlington, who is the president and founder of Darlington Marketing. More than that, she is also the blogger of the Hail Mary Football for Females blog. We are going to unpack today, as our topic is understanding football for females. So I want to say touchdown. Welcome, Cindy. Welcome to our show. Are you there?
Yes. Thank you so much, Michelle.
That's the only word I know in football. No, I'm just teasing, because I'm sitting here going, what a crazy title for a show, because I'm going, okay, understanding football for females. And of course, the first question comes into my mind, because I know you want to share your passion for football with women, but why should women like football? I'm just curious. Let's start with that question.
Sure, and I get asked this all the time, and I always say football is a metaphor for all of the interesting things happening in life. If you like strategic battles, if you like villains, if you like heroes, if you like looking at good-looking men, just to be shallow, all of those things come into play every week on the football field. And there's always things happening off the field with football that are just as interesting as what's happening on the field. So to me, it's like having my very own Us Weekly and Sports Illustrated combination playing out week after week.
I love it. And, you know, I mean, I know we're going to unpack a lot here, and it's going to go so fast in our time. But, you know, so a lot of our listeners can understand, it's like, how does football relate to business? I'm kind of curious. And then also, how does the business part of football relate for females, you know, for them to learn more about football? But let's start with the how does football apply to business? I want to know. I have an idea, but it's like, I want you to share some good insight with us.
Sure. So to me, football really is a thinking man's sport or woman's sport. There's a lot of strategy behind it. There's strategy in how you build a team. How do the economics of football work? How does free agency work? How do you set up a team with the money that you're allotted by the NFL? The NFL itself has a business, is one of the most successful businesses in the history of the world. How have they done it? And one of the main ways that they've built a very successful NFL is through a strategy of parity, meaning they've controlled the finances of the league to the point that all the teams are relatively similar and they play very interesting and exciting games. There's not a lot of dominant teams out there. So those kind of lessons you can take from the NFL and from the individual teams from a business perspective. And then there's also just the week-to-week drama that plays out in the field. The average tenure of an NFL player is only 3 years. So as you watch these players working towards their dream and then see people have an injury or see them overcome, you know, being let go for a team and then making it to another team, there's these little tales of kind of tragedy and triumph being played out on the field day after day. And it really gives you a lot of lessons in life when you see these players overcoming so much to have success, or in some cases overcoming a lot but still not being able to reach their goal.
You know, I love that. You know, to me, I'm an avid football fan, and it's like, and I have to say, my husband knows every player and all that. So Sundays for us is, you know, football Sunday and all of it, and we're watching the, you know, the Red Zone. And for those of you ladies that don't know, the Red Zone gives you snippets of all of the football games when they're in the touchdown area. One thing that I'm always fascinated with is just the whole concept of how you really can learn about business and football. And I'm curious to know, I mean, you've got a blog that writes about this information. It's called the Hail Mary blog. So is that all like tips that relate to business, or is it all about football and women. I'm kind of curious. Tell us about how you came up with your Hail Mary blog and how that applies.
Sure. Well, I started my blog about 3 years ago because I had been asked just by friends leading up to the Super Bowl, well, you care about football. What can I look for at the Super Bowl? Or, hey, I'm going to this business cocktail party, and I know they're going to be talking about the playoffs, and I know nothing. What tips can you give me? So I started out just giving almost cocktail party tips, like, hey, you're going to want to mention that this weekend's playoff game is going to be decided at the line of scrimmage. What does that mean? You know, those kind of small things that you could talk about and seem like you knew a little bit of what was going on. Then I started just writing about weekly matchups. Here are some teams that are playing this weekend. Here are things to look for. And then it evolved into more of not only those little tips, football 101, definitions, things to look for in matchups, but it also is a little bit of kind of the fun side of football. Who are the best dressed players in the after show interviews? And, you know, who's wearing the best training camp bucket hat? Who's in a Twitter war this week? You know, little things like that that kind of make it a little more fun and entertaining to follow.
Now, I have to say, I love that one. And have you ever, I mean, how did the Hail Mary blog come about? How did you first come up with the idea of it? It's fascinating.
Sure. Well, I was writing and writing. I've always been a writer as a hobby, you know, not only in business, but I just enjoy writing on the side. So I started writing for just some local websites. And then it ended up, I was really in a pattern of doing it. So I decided to start the blog. And I did, and I put it out there. And the first month I had a few hundred readers, and the second month a few hundred more. And then I started getting calls locally from television to come on and talk about football and kind of demystify it, not only for women, but maybe even for men that don't understand quite what's going on. So the blog has grown from there, and I do a weekly column now just about matchups and what's going on. And I also do a lot of extra work leading up to the football season, particularly around fantasy football, because that's something that recently everyone wants to know more about. How do they do it? How do they talk about it? What is the big deal about it? And so that's been a hot topic of mine for this year.
And I have like 20 questions for you. It's cracking me up. We have to have you back again. But I'm sitting here going, so for all of our female listeners, you know, I can hear some people are going, this is kind of moderately interesting. But, you know, I know you're saying it applies to football, but what have been maybe some of the best comments you've gotten on your blog from women that say, oh, my gosh, I never realized, or this has been really beneficial to me? Do you have any, like, stories where maybe someone commented and said that this has been a powerful move for them to know more about football and how it helped them in business?
Definitely. I hear it a lot, business, and I hear it more often even in business than in relationships. You know, now I finally kind of understand what my husband gets out of this. So I finally can sit and watch a football game on a Sunday without being angry or, you know, wanting to go switch off the TV because I'm sick of it, those kind of things. So I think
right.
It's helpful in relationships, but definitely in business. Just being able to, number one, speak intelligently about the most popular game in the world. The fastest growing audience in the NFL for the NFL is women. And to be able to be part of that conversation, I think, is going to help you in any environment. And then just learning the lessons year after year from what's going on. I have friends who have certain teams that they live or die by. And when they start looking at football more as a whole and kind of understanding the game, and appreciating the game, you know, it's less about who wins or loses, and it more gives them kind of the enjoyment of watching and learning about the game.
And I do love that because I think I wish, and again, more women would know about football, but then there's other sports you can, you know, kind of equate to how business and strategy goes together. Because my favorite is, you know, every team starts out the year with the idea that they're going to go to the Super Bowl and they're going to win, right? I mean, that's the goal. That's the
mm-hmm.
that's the Hail Mary, right, that's down there. That's what they want. And then through the series of, you know, the team, it's like you're as good as your depth chart, which means how many good people you have. If somebody's injured, how do you get it in there? What's always amazing to me, and I do think there's so much you can get from business, that it truly is about, hey, when somebody's injured, who steps in? You know, how can the team still create success? And I think that really does apply in business because everybody starts out with the idea that we've got the winning team, and then through the year you have to make diverse decisions. And I think that in my mind, applies to business, where things don't always go according to plan, things happen, people, you know, get injured, or, you know, the things don't go the way you wanted them to, and I just think there's so much you can learn from business.
Do you ever, I mean, and forgive me, because I had to go on my little rant there, because I keep thinking, again, for women, what are a couple of other pieces maybe that are really, really, you know, strong ideas that women can turn around and learn from football? And then I really want to focus more on your marketing business as well and how that ties in. But leave us with a few more football tips, and I have one final question for you on the football stuff.
Sure. So in terms of business lessons in football, I think the biggest is perseverance, because the odds that you are going to make an NFL team for senior players in college that are actually drafted by an NFL team is about 1 in 50. So if you make it to the point that you are actually drafted by an NFL team, your chances are still only 1 in 50 that you're going to make it. High school seniors that get eventually drafted by an NFL team, that's only 9 in 10,000 or a 0.09%. So these guys are pursuing their dream and persevering, and the vast majority of them never make it to an NFL team, and then never make it to a Super Bowl. But they're doing it for the love of the game, and then they find other ways to apply that. Maybe they become a coach of a team. Maybe they work, you know, in some capacity in sports. And so it's a really valuable lesson when you're working on your business that you want to have your goal and you want to look to the end game, but sometimes your path turns and you have to go a different direction, and you have to find a way to, you know, take that passion a different way. So that's a lesson that, you know, so few people actually really reach that end level of success. And maybe you just have to redefine success in your own way.
I love that. And that leads me to, it's like, what is your end game? I mean, here you've got this blog, this amazing blog that you've created, and you've got, you know, people that are your subscribers. What is your goal with the Hail Mary blog? Or is it still kind of, I don't know, it's like, you know, you make stuff up and then all of a sudden here you've got all these opportunities with it. Do you tie it into your business? It's like, what does the future look like for the Hail Mary blog?
That's a great question. For my side hobby that I would love to turn into something bigger, it's tough these days to do a blog. And my initial goal was just to get more women turned on to the game, because I need sisters out there to, you know, speak intelligently about football with me. I think my end goal would be, you know, just to get out there and more connected in the football community, be part of kind of that football media. I'm writing for NFLfemale.com right now, which is the biggest women-focused website out there, and getting more opportunities like that. And my dream when I started this was to be at Super Bowl Media Day someday. So if you ever get one of my blogs and I'm there, you will know that my dream has come true.
This baby's made it. Woo woo! I love it. No, it's awesome. And you know, does your blog then? Let's shift over to, you know, your marketing business, which, you know, again, Darlington Marketing. Does the blog tie into your business strategy, or is it they're two separate and distinct things? Tell us a little bit about Darlington Marketing, if you don't mind.
Sure. So at the moment, they're separate. But they do intersect. My business is focused on marketing for small restaurants and retailers. And it's something that I started because I worked many years in corporate marketing in the restaurant and hospitality world. And I realized that for the smaller startups out there, you know, they would reach a point where they would need that strategic guidance but really couldn't bring on a marketing staff. So that's really what my team and I do, is we work with them on creating that high-level marketing staff and assistants on a consulting basis. So it's been a great success. It's a really good niche to be in. And I am finding that it intersects with football in many ways, because we partner with a lot of football and sports teams for the restaurants that I work with. We have a lot of deals with stadiums. We opened a concession in a stadium this year. That was exciting. As well as meeting a lot of clients and contacts just because of football. When you're in a meeting and you can start talking about fantasy football or speak about the Chargers or the Packers or, you know, some of the teams that people might be attached to, it really has been, for me, a great foot in the door.
And do you find more women are actually open to learning about football? I mean, what's kind of your take on females and saying, you know, no, it's like, I just put up with this because my husband or boyfriend or, you know, family's into it. Kind of curious, what do you see as the trends for women, you know, in actually liking football and watching it? Is it on the rise?
It is. The numbers will say that, you know, according to the NFL. But I think that the reality of it is football is not going away. If you have people that surround you that are interested in football, it's not going away. As you've probably seen, you can now watch a football game on Thursday night, Sunday night, and Monday night in the NFL, and college football on Friday and Saturday. So you're only safe on Tuesdays and Wednesdays. But, you know, I think there's people who are just going to be holdouts. They're never going to like it. They probably aren't going to like any sport. But if you have, you know, a moderate amount of interest or desire to learn, there's more resources out there than ever. And there's just more interesting things happening than ever in the world of football. So it's definitely worth jumping into.
I'm loving what you're saying, because I'm going, as you're sitting here talking, I'm going, gosh, you know, has Cindy thought about taking her blogs and doing a book on it? It's like, do you speak on it? You know, I'm curious about where you're going with your blog, because, I mean, I have to say, just my two cents is, just as a business owner, I look at it and go, man, it's like, what a great way to showcase that you're a marketing business and to do something that's really different, right? It's different. It's unique.
Mm-hmm.
It really serves a different marketplace. I think that's a heck of a showpiece, you know, for your marketing business, because, you know, you got to think outside the box. And I know that's such a trite term, but it really does showcase, I think, you know, maybe what your marketing is all about, because it's so different. It's so unique. Any thoughts?
Well, thank you. You know, I think that's definitely part of it. You know, it started off just because I think there's a value to having something that you have a passion about beyond your work, your day-to-day job, which I also have a passion about. But for people to see in me that I'm passionate about something, I'm good at writing about it, I enjoy it, but it's also something that just brings me so much happiness, and being able to share that with my husband and my family, it's been fantastic. So I think if people can kind of see that side of you, that's the way I always feel when I hear about people that are doing an Ironman triathlon or, you know, playing guitar in a band, those kind of things on the side. I think it just signifies that you're a more well-rounded person with a lot of diverse interests. And, you know, this one just happens to be something that a lot of people in the business world are gravitating to.
No, I totally agree. Totally agree. And so all of our listeners can find it. Can you share with the blog? What is the blog? I know it's Hail Mary Blog. How do they find you? How would people get a hold of you?
It's HailMaryBlog.com. You can subscribe to my blog by going in on the website and punching in your email. Then you'll get a weekly update on the blog. And I also have a Twitter at Hail Mary Blog, so you can find me there. And I usually live tweet during most games, so you'll get a little bit of commentary on what's happening. And on the marketing side, we are darlingtonco.com. It is Darlington Marketing, and you can find out a little more about what we do with our businesses and how we approach small business marketing. It's very, in a very strategic way, sort of similar to how a football coach would approach.
That's so funny. Well, then that begs the question. It's like, so on the off season, it's like when the Hail Mary blog is not during football season, what do you do in the off season? How do you still write about the draft and, you know, like, you know, preseason? Or what do you do with your blog on the off season with football?
Well, first I mourn because I'm sad that football is over. But there's a lot going on in the off season. There's the combine, there's the draft, those kind of things. It is truly a 24-hour news cycle for sports right now, but it's a lot. You know, I don't always keep up on the blog in the off season. I need to probably do a better job on that. There certainly is no lack of topics out there all year round now with football.
Well, and I got to ask you, it's like, are you looking to monetize your blog? It's like, is it, I mean, I know it's a labor of love and passion, but do you ever look at, you know, looking for ways to monetize it or just visibility? Curious, because it's a great blog. I peeked at it.
Thank you. I've looked into affiliate marketing and those kind of things. It's a giant time commitment to take that step. So it's something that I'm considering, but I just, right now, I'm doing it for the love of the game.
Love of the game. Those are so, you just like, you just ooh out those fun phrases and words, don't you? I love it. I love it. you know, on a lighter note, it's like, you know, tell us, you know, Cindy, when you think about where the blog's going and all of that, what, when you think about females, and have you ever spoken on the topic on the Hail Mary blog or gone and actually given women the fundamentals of football and education, or has it strictly been through your blog? I mean, what else have you done to, you know, really the idea that females should learn more about football and as it relates to business?
Sure. So I've been on most of the news stations around town talking about football and how women can like football, doing segments about the local teams, the Super Bowl, et cetera. So I'm out there in that way. I do a lot of speaking on news stations, radio, et cetera, about fantasy football. In fact, I was on PBS this August talking about the business side of fantasy football on their radio broadcast as well as their nightly news. That's a really hot topic right now just because the business of fantasy football has grown so quickly. I mean, you have to be under a rock if you haven't seen a DraftKings commercial.
Because there's new ones, right? There's new ones that have come out this year, right? There's all the controversy over are they gambling or not or all of that, right?
Exactly. And fantasy football, 35 million people in the U.S. are playing fantasy football. More than 12% of the population is playing fantasy football, so it's changing the game in a big way because it's making you care about teams and games that you never cared about before because you're following your players. We have an all-female fantasy league, and we just have a blast doing it. I play in one online and then one with a group of women where we meet in person once a month, and it is such a cool thing to share with your friends and colleagues. So I highly recommend getting knowledgeable about fantasy football as well.
And that's a whole other subject. I've never gotten involved in that, but I know my nephew, everybody I know that's a guy is involved in it. Do you find a lot of women get involved in fantasy football? Is that, you know, kind of, are you showing more and more women are getting interested in that, or is it still predominantly men? Any thoughts?
They say 20% of fantasy football players now are women. So it's really starting to take hold with women. It's a great way for them to just get more engaged in the game, even if they don't know a lot about it. We have some people in our league who are brand new to fantasy football. We did a live draft. We helped them through it, and some of them have gotten so competitive, they're having a ball.
I love it. Okay, women in competition. You know, as a wrap-up,
yes.
I'm curious, like, what have been some of the most crazy responses you've had, you know, on your blog? Because as a blogger, man, you take it all, right? You take the good, the bad, the ugly, and the otherwise. And what have been some of the comments that maybe haven't been that wonderful that you're just like, oh, my gosh, you know, can't believe somebody said this. I mean, have you had any pushback from females on, really, I don't want to know this stuff? Or I'm curious. Any like, great stories on that?
Not so much I don't want to know this stuff, but more that I've offended a player that they like. Tom Brady is my nemesis, and there's a lot of women who just really like Tom Brady because he's a good-looking man. I personally,
you got to tell everybody who Tom Brady is.
New England Patriots. Yes, he's. I think most people know him. He's pretty visible. He's quarterback of the New England Patriots, who are often considered the most cheating team in the NFL. Many of us believe that. So I often write about the Patriots, and the Brady haters usually will speak out and say right on, and, you know, the people who are drinking the Patriots Kool-Aid will give me a bad time for anything I say about Tom. So that's usually
that
where
happens.
I feel the most passion.
Well, and this is my one, like, big question I've been wanting to ask you since the beginning when we did this. So it's like, here you're, like, you know, you're Cindy blogger, Hail Mary blogger, and I'm like, so who's your favorite team? I got to ask, who is your favorite team?
I have always been an Indianapolis Colts girl through Peyton Manning and now Andrew Luck. My family's from Indiana. We fly back from San Diego to Indianapolis once a year to see a game, and we are Colts all the way. My son was born on Peyton Manning's birthday, and in the year they won the Super Bowl, so, you know, it was fate.
So Colts all the way, and there was no defection over to the Broncos when Peyton Manning went over to the Denver Broncos. You don't, like, kind of feel like there's a little bit of tug there for you from Indianapolis, or you're staying loyal?
we stay loyal, but we still root for Peyton. He's the greatest quarterback that ever lived, in my opinion, and so we still have a soft spot for him. But when we play the Broncos, we're Colts all the way.
You know, I got to say, you are somebody to be unpacked, because I think this is genius with the whole football theme for business, and especially to our women that are our listeners. Come on, ladies, you got to learn football. It's a big deal, and it's like you can talk about it all year long, not only when it's happening in the season, but even on the off season, and who's come. I mean, my husband watches college football as well, and I crack up because I even know now. I watch the draft, and I can go like, "Oh my gosh, they're setting." You know, when you see who the teams are picking and all of that, it really is. I think if you, you know, read Cindy's blog, Hail Mary, and it's HailMaryBlog.com. Do I have that right? HailMaryBlog.com. Okay, awesome. You have been an awesome show guest. I just want you to know, and I hope all your listeners will go and check out your blog and maybe make a few comments. But any final, like, woo-hoo or anything you want to share with us about really rallying females to kind of get involved in football? Any final thoughts before we wrap up here?
Well, as females of influence that are listening, I would just say that football can be, you know, demystified pretty easily. It's a fun game. It also will teach you a lot of lessons in life. And most importantly, it will just give you a lot of great memories and experiences with those around you. So I say embrace it.
Embrace it. So, ladies, that's the message. And I just want to say thank you. Thank you, Cindy, for being our show guest today on Women Lead Radio. And to all of our listeners, I want to give a special thanks, as we're going to be back again next week. Actually, stop that. It's Thanksgiving. We will not be back next Friday. We'll be on the show next Monday morning for Women Lead Radio. But my next guest on our Friday show is going to be Erica De La Cruz. And we at Connected Women of Influence, about 2 months ago, we launched Sue Talks, which is to rival the other talks that are out there focused on women who lead in business. And Erica De La Cruz will be our guest. Her topic is going to be Dear World. And this was her Sue Talk that she presented. So we're going to talk to Erica about how she empowers young women, and she really focuses on purpose and intention. So to all of our listeners, I hope you enjoyed our show. I have to say, at a total discretion here, it's like, you know, Thanksgiving's coming around. Give thanks, show appreciation. And as I always say, you know, take a moment and try to support another professional woman. And on that, everyone have a wonderful Thanksgiving, and we'll see you again on Women Lead Radio. Women Leading the Way is produced by Connected Women of Influence, the premier private membership organization where life-focused, business-to-business executive and professional women connect, collaborate, and cultivate a vast network of high-level affiliations, resources, and professional relationships. For more information about Connected Women of Influence, please visit our website at connectedwomenofinfluence.com.